を気にするようなし、もう何しなくなっているはずなし、もう何しなくなっているはずなし、みんなのようなしなのに、もうそのギフトとしてのようなしなのに、もう見てみようなし、じゃあ気になるのようなのに、いろんな意味を見て、
掃除がもない。かん。無駄だ。食うよ。 전투기가 죽어요. 뭐, 근데, 고시대나 버디나리 persons. But the scholars, become, dumb. Puzzled, perplexed. 뭐, 전투기가 죽어요. In the beginning of Bhagavatam. Please, nature is such that the scholars become perplexed to understand. Because the principal, the primary characteristic of him. How it is possible? Our worldly knowledge cannot accommodate, harmonize, can't. Which chanti got shudra? So it is harmonized in autocracy. Let there be water, there was water. Laws fade. The conception of law, nature, regulation, all fades there. So autocratic thing. Everything coming from him, everything is continued by him. And everything gets end only by his desire. Such is the nature of the main principle. He is there, but he is good. That is our solace. We cannot see the king, but the king is a good one. That is, in our heart we shall carry the impression and do our duty. He is our guardian, he is all good, and we are his slaves. No other alternative. And even though aspire after independence, that is also bad. We have to understand. Search for explanation from the high, from the administration. Explanation. That is also bad. The whole thing. So they have sent here something like may not have this world subject are ousted. In that area, that disloyalty can never grow. And from the tallest marginal position, though they are going to accommodate that thing, they have sent this side. Work with your independent free will. You like independence, liberty, go on, live there, and reap the consequence. But administration in the absolute good area is otherwise. None want to be eliminated from there. More inclination to serve the center, to strengthen the center. Dissatisfaction there. I can't do my duty according to my satisfaction, the positive. Not the satisfaction of a nature of revolting. That is the peculiarity. Serving in the positive then, we want to serve more. This satisfaction is there. Not complain against the circumstances, They are all good. I am bad. No question of injustice coming to him. Everything is good. I am bad. I can't. This is the characteristic of this perfect dynamic character. If it is dynamic, it is of that nature. Everything goes, I am bad. I must be more working, more service. And in yoga maya, good and bad, this conception also there, the package is also there.
Confusion cannot but be there by nature. The composition in itself is not bad. The decoys also can compete, and Jonas also can compete. The Dutas, exploiters also, there may be competition amongst the exploiters, Gundas, and who are giving for the country. For the sake of the country, sacrificing their life. There also be competition. So competition in itself is not bad. For which it is done, that is to be understood properly. For which this sort of competition. Who will do more service? Which party is doing more service to Krishna? So everything in aprakita, as the question begins, everything is good, but the spirit is different. But for Krishna, for the center, it is good. And for that part, it is bad. At the sacrifice of the interest of the center coming to the part. And what center sends to the part, that is all right. If we put food in the stomach, energy distributed to every part of the body, that is normal, good. But if we have to inject some food in a part of the body, that is abnormal. Krishna, in carrying and from the center carrying of the no, are from the center attracting and giving that in the rip in the heart, contract and sometimes it contracts and it
expands.
And expands, expands, then it is drawing blood. And the contraction is sending blood to every part. So, attracting service and giving the satisfaction from the center. Krishna, the general Lila is like that, that is like that.
Yeah, also I do some service and get remuneration. But there, the remuneration, that is to make us more active, more healthy. What health comes from the, naturally comes from the heart center, that increases the capacity of that locality. Dashkuri Bhajan More Deho Premadham. More serving spirit is the remuneration. Not to be self-centered and enjoy for our own. That is not the nature. That healthy and non-healthy stage of our body is connected with the center, controlled by the center. That is the symptom of the healthy existence. Center carrying you this Vaishnava agent. We have lost our search for the proper agent will be of best interest to us, to whom we will be able to have a real connection of the center, and gradually I am decentralized. And then everything will be automatic and healthy. Dislocated we are at present, and that is the trouble. That is the cause of all trouble, to be dislocated from the central current. Proper location, Sarup Siddhi. Proper location, proper adjustment. So religion is adjustment proper. We heard so many times, often from the lips of our Guru Maharaj, proper adjustment. And dislocated means diseased, cut off from the center. Krishna, what is the center? The Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, Bhagavan conception. The scholars, the inquirers about the Acharya who know things about the center, or who are representative of the center, they say that the cause, the nature of the cause of these three types, the inner controlling, the out accommodating, and the dispenser of the prospect, the controller, designer and destiner, that aspect, Bhagavan. And that is one working according to law, and another is according without law. His grace does not have any regulation above calculation. The grace, the affection, the love, and no bankruptcy, no explanation to any other for his action. That absolute good, that is Krishna conception of the controller of anything, everything. How we are to connect with whom is the primary question. Krishna center, Narayan centered. Jiva Goswami says Bhagavan, the designer and destiner of everything, is what is that principle? Only love can do that, and no power. Only Krishna, not Narayana. The law, the power, regulation of this thing. The resourcefulness, no. Only outside control can come in the hand of the beauty. Beauty is controlled, is surviving everything, superseding everything. Beauty, affection, love, mercy, that can control the heart of the heart. And most extensive control, only that characteristic can have. And no physical power, or any law, or any regulation, any justice, no. The real controller appears to our heart, interest, is that thing can control. This is Mahaprabhu's idea, Bhagavata's idea. The real controller of everything, the innermost and the most extensive control, only beauty, that mercy, affection, love of this nature, that can have this. No power, no knowledge, nothing of the kind. So, Paramatma is controlled from within, and the Brahma of the background, which can contain everything within itself. They are but only some development from that prime core of love. They cannot stand by itself. The Brahma Paramatma Narayana conception or the outer conception of the reality. The real reality is that love and the mercy, affection, beauty. Our inner hankering of everything, harmony, all the can come all the through that. This is the fighting of Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu himself. Then so many details are there. But only whole things is of this nature. What is the time?
Sorry,
sir. So I stop here. And Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada Ki Jai, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Hari Ram Sankirtan ki jai, Lord Ji. Gaur Hari Bol.
And Ramakrishna.
Is a Murkha Pujari, a stupid priest.
And Prabhupada ki bole sen?
He has done a good service to me. What I wanted to say in a civilized way, and he expressed in straight and rough way. What is impressive to the ordinary people. And Prabhupada Rajastama Tarito, Rajagun and Tamagun, next, that was the source of inspiration of Vivekananda's lecture. And not Nirgun, not even Sattagun, but Tamagun and Rajagun mixed, representing Vivekananda. Rajastama Tarita, driven by these two lower forces of mind, he is dancing. Nothing good in his nature or in speech. The Ramahamsa, Ramakrishna, Hamsa, Hamsa means goose, a great goose. And Swami Maharaj represented Ramakrishna Mission as Murgi Mission. Under the meat of Murgi, there is cock. Cock flesh eater. तक बाला अवदंति न पंडिता अंडरस्टैंडिंग बाय एलिमिनेशन फ्रॉम द ग्रॉस टू वर्क द सटल संख एक्सटर्नल एलिमिनेशन एंड योग इंटरनल एलिमिनेशन. This is not, this is not, this is not. In this way to search, what is the original thing from which everything is coming forth? The search. Sankha Yoga Upasaka Bhala Avadanti no Pandita Ekam Sankhancha Yogancha Japashyati Shapashyati. He is seeing really who can estimate both Sankha and Yoga reaching the same goal. Ending in the searcher, one who is searching. That is the be all and end all. Jivatma. And something on the other side, Paramatma. But all these Aroha Pantha, ascending method. But proper knowledge may come in the descending method. Mayadu Brahmane Prakta Dharmo Yashang Malatmaka. I am everything, and I first intimated to the creator of this world, Brahma, by inspiration, that I am everything. And I imparted this truth to Brahma, within. And from Brahma that knowledge came in descent in this world, through particular agency. But due to their specific character of the receiver, that was mutilated in different ways. And the some knowledge on the ascending, by the ascending method also came, and the descending truth, that also, according to the temperament of the receiver, was represented in a very variegated way. So now there is a jungle of different religious concepts. So many. Ascending, descending, mediated descending and ascending, both mixed, there is a jungle in the religious conception. So when that becomes too much disturbing or puzzling, then I shall have to come again. And I have sent my own agent to preach about the truth here in this world of ignorance. In this way I went. What is what? What is what? What is truth proper? What is the real conception of truth, the prime God, our relationship with Him, who are I, who are we? Dharma jigyasa, enjoying. What should be our duty? The name of the book, what is our duty? Dharma jigyasa. And Brahma jigyasa in Vedanta. What is the time cause of this world? Brahma jigyasa. At Krishnanusandhan, where is my guardian and friend, Krishna? Inquiry after duty, inquiry after prime cause, after the truth, and then the highest stage of inquiry about the absolute truth, my own heart satisfying friend, guardian, without whom I can't stay, maintain my existence. Krishnanusandha, Mahaprabhu. Grand Sundavat, independent of knowledge, a fortune hunting, not hunting, searching of the fortune, searching our fulfillment. Without the help of the knowledge, it is peculiar. Searching without knowledge, how it is possible? Half search, search of the heart for the heart. Our real existence is there, in the heart, not in the brain. This sort of understanding. We are not living in the brain, but we are living in the heart. The search of the heart for the heart. That is love, that is brain. A different brain. Brain exercise cannot satisfy us. Today the world is in the need of a heart, disgusted with the brain. Now they are searching for the heart, mutual understanding of loving one another, eliminating the love and the sympathy. The brain work is going to destroy the civilization. Mutual understanding of the heart can save them from the disaster created by the brain. But without the brain's production of so much civilization, a simple life in the jungle can satisfy the people. This less civilized, peaceful nation, they are going on with their life. But brain development is dangerous if it is not helped by the development of the heart. The heart is more necessary for us than the brain. They are subservient. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajurita Janayatasu Bhairatkam Gyananchayadahayitakam. Knowledge subservient to heart, that is healthy, wholesome. First, devotion towards the self center, and then the outcome of that connection with the center, submission with the center, knowledge comes to help the service. That is healthy knowledge. Without that, knowledge is then suicidal. Jnana vairagyari bhaktir kabunahe anga krishna bhakta sanga bude Tarki Alpha Sambhala. The knowledge and the Vairagya indifference, non-attraction, they are not the necessary part of devotion, but the followers of devotion. May automatically follow the devotion, but not a necessary part of devotion. Automatically they come. If one is a devotee, necessary indifference to the non-attraction to the environment and the knowledge about them, that will come automatically to him. But they cannot produce our indifference to the enjoyment of the environment or knowledge about them cannot produce devotion. Devotion is independent. It only comes through Sukriti by the grace of God, grace of the Absolute. That is not the product of our own ascending search or our apathy towards the environment. Our indifference or apathy for the environment may give us sufficient time. We are not captured by that charm, so I may have sufficient leisure for searching upward.